In May of last year, organizers of the Break Free environmental protest took a stand. 41 of them were arrested for trespassing at the BP oil refinery in Whiting. They were all facing jail time for their actions. A judge sentenced them to a fine and ordered them to stay out of trouble for 6 months or they'll go back to jail. It's part of their campaign to stop the use of fossil fuel that they say is killing the earth. John Halstead is with the Break Free campaign.
We took a stand last May at Break Free Midwest because we are tired of watching heavy industry poison our environment and decimate our economy in the name of corporate profit.
Yeah, all right!
Northwest Indiana is a focal point for this crisis. From BP's reckless oil spill into the shores of Lake Michigan, we have learned that these industries are not held accountable for their actions and will not change their methods of operation until they are forced to do so.
On their hearing date, about 100 protesters showed up at the Lake County Superior Court in Hammond to show their support for the group and to send a message to U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly that he should oppose President-elect Trump's cabinet appointees, who they say are climate change deniers.
We need to bring voices and awareness to the problems of fossil fuels ruining our planet, to welcome back these brave warriors who put themselves on the line to make a point.
I want to show my support for the Whiting 41 and make sure that they keep fossil fuels in the ground. This is a new era. We need to leave fossil fuels behind.
Roy Dominguez is the attorney for the Whiting 41.
And so they're here to bring notice that we need to protect our environment and that we want somebody in the cabinet and EPA who will protect our environment as well.
Some of the Whiting 41 came from as far away as St. Paul, Minnesota to take part in the campaign.
Because I believe that we have to stop the fossil fuels. We need to keep them in the ground. And I'm doing it for my children and grandchildren.
In Hammond, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.